శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 40 స్టోరీస్ ఆఫ్ బాబా నంబర్ 1 అటెండింగ్ మిసెస్ దేవ్స్ ఉద్యాపన్ సెరమనీ యాజ్ అ సన్యాసి విత్ 2 అదర్స్ నంబర్ 2 విజిటింగ్ హేమాత్స్పన్స్ హౌస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ పిక్చర్ ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ వి గివ్ 2 స్టోరీస్ నంబర్ 1 How Baba attended the Upanayan ceremony organized by Mr. B.V. Dev's mother at his house at Dahanu. And number 2, how Baba attended the Shimga dinner party in Himatspan's house at Bandra. Om Shri Sai. Preliminary. Blessed is Shri Sai Samrat, who gives instructions in both temporal and spiritual matters to his devotees and makes them happy. By enabling them to achieve the goal of their life. Sai, when places his hands on their heads, transfers his powers to them, and thus destroying the sense of differentiation makes them attain the unattainable thing. He who embraces the bhaktas, who prostrate themselves before him with no sense of duality or differentiation, he becomes one with the bhaktas, as the sea with the rivers. Now, to revert to the stories of this chapter, Om Shri Sai. Mrs. Dev's Udyapan Ceremony. Mr. B.V. Dev was a Mamladar at Dahanu, that is Thana district. His mother had observed 25 or 30 religious vows and a Udyapan, that is concluding ceremony in connection therewith, was to be performed. This ceremony included the feeding of 100 or 200 Brahmins. Mr. Dev fixed a date for the ceremony and wrote a letter to Bapu Sahib Jog asking him to request Sai Baba on his behalf to attend the dinner of the ceremony, as without his presence the ceremony would not be duly completed. Bapu Sahib Jog read out the letter to Baba. Baba noted carefully the pure-hearted invitation and said, I always think of him who remembers me. I require no conveyance, carriage, tonga, train or aeroplane. I manifest myself to him who lovingly calls me. Write to him a reply that three of us, the trio, myself, yourself and the third person will go and attend it. Mr. Jog informed Mr. Dev of what Baba said. The latter was much pleased, but he knew that Baba never went to any place except Rahata, Rui and Nimgaon in person. He also thought that nothing was impossible for Baba as he was all-pervading and that he might suddenly come in any form and fulfill his words. A few days before this, a sannyasi in Bengali dress and professing to work for the cause of protection of the cows came to the station master at Dahanu to collect donations. The latter told him to go into the town and see the Mamlatar, that is Mr. Dev, and with the help collect funds. Just then the Mamlatar happened to come there. The station master then introduced the sannyasi to him. Both sat talking on the platform. Mr. Dev told him that a subscription list for some other charitable cause has already been prepared by the leading citizens, Rao Saheb Narottam Sethi, and so it was not proper to start another subscription list and that it would be better if he would visit the place after 2 or 3 months. Hearing this, the sannyasi left the place. After about a month afterwards, the sannyasi came in a tonga which stopped in front of Mr. Dev's house at about 10 a.m. Dev thought that he came for donations. On seeing him busy with the preparations of the ceremony, the sannyasi said that he had come not for money, but for meals. Dev said, all right, you are welcome in the house. The sannyasi said, two lads are with me. Dev said, well, come with them. As they were about 2 hours for the meals to be served, Dev inquired where he should send for them. He said that it was not necessary as he would come himself at the appointed time. Dev asked him to come at noon. Exactly at 12 noon the trio came, joined the party and after feeding themselves went away. After the ceremony was finished, Dev wrote a letter to Bapu Sahib Jog complaining of Baba's breach of promise. Jog went to Baba with the letter, but before it was opened Baba spoke. Ah, he says that I promised him to come but deceived him. Tell him that I did attend his dinner with 2 others, but he failed to recognize me. Then, why did he call me at all? He thought that the sannyasi came to ask for subscription money. did not remove his doubt in that respect, and did not say that I would come with two others, and did not the trio come in time and have their meals? See to keep my words. I would sacrifice my life. I would never be untrue to my words. This reply pleased Jogues' heart, and he communicated the whole reply to Dev. As soon as he read it, he burst into tears of joy, but he took himself to task mentally for vainly blaming Baba. He wondered how he was deceived by the sannyasi's prior visit and his coming to him for subscriptions. How he also failed to catch the significance of the sannyasi's words that he would come with two others for meals. This story clearly shows that when the devotee surrenders himself completely to their Sadguru, he sees to it that the religious functions in their houses are duly executed and compiled with all the necessary formalities. Om Shri Sai. Hemath Spun's Shimga Dining. Now, let us take another story which shows how Baba appeared in the form of his picture and fulfilled the desire of his devotees. In 1917, in the morning of the full moon day, Hemath Pant had a vision. Baba appeared to him in his dream in the form of well-dressed sannyasi, woke him up and said that he would come to him for meals that day. This vision constituted a part of the dream. When he fully woke up, he saw neither Sai nor any sannyasi. But when he began to recollect the dream, he remembered each and every word the sannyasi uttered in his dream. Though he was in contact with Baba for 7 years and always meditated on Baba, he never expected that Baba would come to his house for meals. However, being much pleased with Baba's words, he went to his wife and informed her that being the holy day, a sannyasi was coming for meals and that some more rice should be prepared. She inquired about the guest, who he was and where he was coming from. Then, not to cause any misunderstanding, he gave her the truth and told her about the dream. She doubtingly asked whether it was possible that Baba should come there, that is at Bandra from Shirdi, leaving the dainty dishes there for accepting their coarse food. Hemath Pant then assured her that Baba might not come in person, but he might attend in the form of a guest, and that they would lose nothing if they cooked for some more rice. After this, preparation for the dining went on, and it was ready at noon. The Holika worship was through and the leaves were spread and arranged with rangoli around them. Two rows were arranged with a central seat between them for the honorable guest. All the members of the family, sons, grandsons, daughters and son-in-law, etc. came and occupied the seats, and the serving of the various items commenced. While this was being done, everybody was watching for the guest, but none turned up, though it was past noon. Then the entrance was closed. The annashuddhi, that is, ghee, was served. This was a signal to start eating. Formal offering to the Vishwadeva, that is, fire, and naivedya to Sri Krishna were also over, and the members were about to begin when footsteps in the staircase were heard distinctly. Hemath Pant went immediately and opened the door and saw two men there. Number one, Ali Muhammad, and number two, Maula Ismu Mujawar. These two persons, seeing that meals were laid out and all the members were about to begin eating, apologized to Hemath Pant and requested him to excuse their interference. They said, "You left your seat and came running to us. Others are waiting for you, so please take this thing, and I shall relate all about it later at your convenience." Saying so, he took out from under his arm a packet wrapped in an old newspaper and placed it on the table. Hemath Pant uncovered the packet and saw, to his great wonder and pleasant surprise, a big and nice picture of Sai Baba. On seeing it, he was much moved. Tears ran down from his eyes and hair stood on end all over his body, and he bent and placed his head on the feet of Baba in the picture. He thought that Baba had blessed him by this miracle or leela. Out of curiosity, he asked Ali Muhammad how he got this picture. He said that he brought it from his shop and that he would give all the details about it afterwards, and wished that as all the members were waiting for him, he should go and join them. Hemath Pant thanked him, bade them goodbye, and returned to the dining hall. The picture was placed on the central seat reserved for the guest, and after making the due offerings of naivedya, the whole party commenced eating and finished it in proper time. On seeing the beautiful form of Sai in the picture, everybody was extremely pleased and wondered how all this happened. This is how Sai Baba fulfills his words uttered by him in the dream of Hemant Pant. The story of the picture with all its details, that is how Ali Muhammad got it, why he brought it and gave it to Hemant Pant, is reserved for the next chapter. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.